Texte numéro 41. Everyone wants Taylor Swift's vote, but celebrity endorsements are complicated. There's been a lot of wishful thinking lately about who Taylor Swift might endorse for president, and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump reposted an AI-generated image of the pop star wearing an Uncle Sam outfit, in which he accepted her seeming endorsement of his campaign. The post appeared on the politician's Truth Social network earlier this week. He's since denied he knows anything about the images. In reality, Swift has not endorsed Trump or any other candidate in this election cycle so far, but other celebrities have already come out in support of Harris and Trump in the run-up to the November election. Celebrity endorsements are as much a thing in politics as they are in consumer products. Celebrities draw increased engagement, increased attention, and they increase conversation, said Ashley Spillane, the author of a new study from Harvard's Kennedy School on celebrity engagement in politics, focusing on civic participation. And no matter the political party or the candidate, there is a real hunger to be affiliated with the celebrities that can do that. Spillane said her research shows you don't have to be a star as big as Swift to influence voters. Some of the other folks with a smaller base were having just as significant an impact because they have an incredibly engaged base of support as well, she said. There's a long history of big names throwing their weight behind White House hopefuls. Frank Sinatra explained his support to future President Ronald Reagan at a fundraising event in Boston in 1979. "Why do I support Governor Reagan?" Sinatra said. "Because I think he's the proper man to be president of the United States, because it's so screwed up now, we need someone to straighten it out." But other research tells a different story. For instance, a 2010 report from North Carolina State University found celebrity endorsements by George Clooney and Angelina Jolie did not help political candidates. And having famous people cheerleading for your political campaign isn't foolproof. It could backfire, said Wharton School of Business Professor of Neuroscience, Psychology and Marketing, Michael Platt, the author of a 2023 study on celebrity endorsement. Maybe it's a celebrity that you don't like or is not aligned with you politically. There's also the potential problem of the celebrity being too famous. Platt calls this the vampire effect. "They suck up all your attention, right?" he said, which means there's less attention, less processing that's given to the candidate that you might be endorsing. The rise of social media and deepfakes created by artificial intelligence, such as those of Swift falsely appearing to endorse Trump, is also an issue. Adapted from NPR, November 2024.